everyone, and welcome to episode 188 of Moogle Graham Radio. We're back, Paul. We're back. We're back. After two whole weeks, we're back. Man, it's been 2 weeks.
You keep saying that like we've gone on hiatus. But to be fair, technically I have gone on hiatus because you've stolen all of the Moogle Round stream times of FF7, so...
Yeah, I've been streaming a lot of Fantasy VII Rebirth. It's been a lot of fun, and I wish I was playing it right now, to be honest. I want to go and play more of it. I've been doing
Wow. Do you hear that, Sam? He wants to go play 7 and I'm doing a podcast.
I do hear that. I kind of relate to it on a different level, though. You know, I'm feeling something like that, too.
But we didn't even get to introduce our guest, Paul. You just say his name. Like, yes. Come on. Welcome. Anyway, for anyone that doesn't know, Paul, Sam is a wonderful esports content creator, would be the best way to put it. He does a lot of shoutcasting. He covers a lot of different PvP and all different types of MMOs and other esports related games such as Valorant, World of Warcraft, a dabble of Final Fantasy 14. But he has done for all different shows and all different types of streams. And we're very lucky to have him on the show today. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. This is going to be a lot of fun, I think, personally speaking.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
Don't be scared. It's going to be fine. Trust me.
So what are your thoughts on the PvPs and how is WoW's better than...
Before we get to that, I want to say, you know, I know I went all about, yeah, telling people what you do, but can you tell the people what you do yourself so that, you know, people know exactly?
Yeah, so I am, I used to be a really big Twitch streamer, not like numbers wise, but just like personally speaking, I used to stream a lot on Twitch. Then at some point I decided, hey, yelling over video games professionally sounds like a lot of fun. And so it was actually the World of Warcraft Race to World First for the last raid of the previous expansion, Shadowlands, that got me kind of interested in it. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to cast for it, but it did send me down this spiral of, hey, I just want to cast. And eventually, one of the very first big gigs I did was the first Savage tier of Endwalker for Final Fantasy 14. So I was just like, really awesome opportunity here. And it was one of the things that I really latched onto, and I've just been casting ever since like the beginning of 2022.
Awesome. What did you think of the Savage tier while you were casting it? Did you enjoy learning about the fights while you were shouting for casting for the first time?
I was more nervous than anything. I remember how shaky I was, because first of all, I played Final Fantasy 14 before, but it wasn't really at like a high level. I'm just like a story enjoyer, is what I would say. And then to go on I also saw the viewer count. It was like over 10,000 viewers at the time. And that was far and away one of the biggest things I've ever done. And so I was shaking. I was so scared. I was so nervous that I wasn't really paying attention to the game. I was just trying my best to survive, I guess you could say. But as the tiers went on, right, and because I was on every single Savage tier and I was on every single Ultimate tier as well for Final Fantasy 14, as it went on, I got more and more comfortable. And at a certain point, I just kind of stopped caring about... Which it sounds really bad, but I at a certain point I stopped caring about what was happening on the screen and was just like, let's just have fun with this, right? That's what I want to do especially as a host. It was less of a caster, more of a hosting role that I was in because of the fact that I lack a lot of that knowledge. But it's just I love the Final Fantasy 14 raiding scene, and I think it's really cool. Even though I haven't done it personally myself, I still really, really like it.
I will say that's one good thing about Final Fantasy 14 raids is they like to evolve mechanics over time. Like, as you jumped in, you were new to it, but I bet you heard people shouting like this is Ifrit dashes and there's no Ifrit, because there's so many different mechanics that started off as one mechanic, but then they just adapted it. But people are so used to calling it that mechanic that even though that has nothing to do with any fights nowadays at all, it's like Twisters is still called out occasionally for some fights, Paul, right? Even though that hasn't really existed for like 10 years, but because Twisters is something that people remember. Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's the mechanic. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah. It's also protein as well. Like everyone knows protein. Clock.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's people say that a lot. Numbers. Like reference other things. It's like, oh, this is so and so, or this is so and so from this fight. How are they going to deal with that type of thing? I like watching World First, and like watching the races. I think it's probably like the high time. Like I can't wait for Dawn Trails one. I can't wait for the new Ultimate one. Because I love watching. I love watching like Xeno. I love watching Arthas. Sometimes I watch like the lower people, and I think it's more. And the casters do make it. Like I watched Rookery when she was doing it.
Yep.
I really enjoyed watching her do it, and you know I like. Because I even watched the WoW World First, you know, watching Preach on there and stuff like that. Because they make it entertaining, because as a raid is just pull after pull after pull, or it's, you know, them talking about mechanics and then doing mechanics, the casters and the host, they make it feel like while they're talking, they're entertaining us while we wait for the pull. That's what you do. You entertain it, you know.
That was the philosophy that I took, especially since I wasn't really very understanding of what was going on because I'm kind of dumb.
Don't worry, Simon, I fucking raid, so it's fine.
Yeah. I was just like, I just want to have fun. I want to raise as much money as we possibly could for charity, which we raised a lot of money for charity. Mm-hmm. So.
My issue is people will tell me mechanics and then they will think I'm getting the mechanic wrong when I respond to them, but it's because I'm playing the game strangely and completely different. Like, remember that time in the I think it was in our raid group pool where we were like, I was fighting with two other people. They're like, Ben, do it this way. I'm like, but I'm doing it this way. They're like, no, that's wrong. I'm like, but no, it's just my brain is weird. Like, I'm doing the opposite. But by doing it opposite, I'm doing it correctly. But
it's a weird thing, right? It's so weird. The way that I also learned raids is like in World of Warcraft, I have to do it. You can explain it to me 1,000 times, but until I do it, it's just whatever.
Yeah, to get the hands-on approach. Because like, I'm like that. My raid team will be telling me, okay, we'd go here, we go there, and then we go do this, and then you heal here. I'm like, yeah, that's not sticking in my head.
Yep, it's just boring. Nope.
Let's just get to that part, and then I'll try and do it on the fly.
Yeah. Well, yep, I am the exact same way. I can't, I can read as much as you want, but as soon as I go to the fight, I won't know until I'm actually doing it. By the way, Shadowlands was my only experience with WoW.
Why does every WoW fan, to be fair, including me, I've said this, say sorry to anyone that's, this is your first experience?
Every time I tell people that, like, every time I've talked to WoW fans, I'm like, yeah, the first time I tried WoW was Shadowlands, they're like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like,
yeah, sorry.
I'm secretly like, I didn't mind it. I just didn't, I'd stop playing because, you know, I didn't have the time. But I didn't probably mind it that much.
Like, it's probably for the best.
No, to be fair, I know why you crit Chili, and I will bring this up. It's because,
yeah,
no one would be playing. Like, no one would, like, pick you up. And obviously, you didn't know how to. Say look everyone like a mythic pluses and stuff. Like no one would like take you and like well, they had like little clicks. That's what happens. Yeah, like, it also happens in 14 as well. But 14 is way more. You can play solo. Where WoW, you can play solo and WoW, but and then again, you do have to do like mythics and stuff like that to get gear if you want to do like high gear, and also trying to pug the raids. There's no like duty finder for raids. There is like looking for. It's LFR, isn't it? LFR where you can just queue in and do it. Physically look.
I was proud of myself that I beat the raid. Like, I went into WoW, didn't know anything about WoW, and I got high enough that I beat Castle Narthias, like, in normal mode. Like, I was proud enough with myself with that. I didn't need to do Mythic. Like, I'm good enough. Like, I did it. I went in, I controller healed. So.
And. Yeah, to be fair, Castle Nathria was a really good raid, though.
Like, that was my favorite raid. That was my favorite raid of Shadowlands.
Yeah, I healed it on Priest, Goblin with a controller. So yeah,
pretty impressive, honestly.
Thank you.
I joined a guild that I was just there. I was just there as a DPS. I was there as a warlock, doing gates. You know, giving warlock cookies. I was the only warlock there, so I had to be there punctual, get people like because you know. You know you have those players that, one, will not get there on time, and two, always ask for a summon. And that's the job of the warlock.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the warlock, you kind of got to be punchable. But I turned out to just being a DPS and chilling there to then becoming the raid leader. And I don't know how that happened because I was calling out stuff because no one was calling out anything. From me then getting Castle Nafria heroic down and being like, so why am I raid leader again? And my friends was like, why is he raid leader again? And I went, oh no, I just joined.
This happens.
And I was just sitting again. It was, if no one took up the mantle, you know, of calling stuff out, making sure people are there, then
Mm-hmm. It's just World of Warcraft is a strange beast like that with how you can end up as an IGL sometimes.
It is. And I have experience with that because obviously I play League. League is another cesspool of
goodness gracious, it's whatever.
But also, like, I did play CSGO. I know that you'd always have, you know, the IGLs, the person that calls out stuff. You know, I did that in like League for a while because I was a support main and I was telling them, okay, we go here, you know, talking with your jungler. And that's the same with Raid. Like, I have to talk to my co-healer, but okay, so what are you using here? What are you using there? You know, and that's what I like about the raids because it's a lot more using your brain. But as a caster, obviously you didn't know about anything. Well, not anything. Obviously, you knew the story because most of the people that play Final Fantasy 14 mainly play it for the story.
And that's the whole reason that everyone was like, you know, play Final Fantasy 14, story's great, yada yada yada. I struggled with A Realm Reborn, but once you get to
everyone does, even I do, and I love the game.
Yeah,
I'm playing through it again, and I'm sitting there going, oh, the voice acting's so bad. Oh, it's so slow. Yeah. Why am I 20 levels higher than the actual story quest?
It was pretty rough. I do remember playing it for the first time, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm struggling. And then when I know this is really bad, but I got to the post MSQ, and I was just like, oh, no, I'm skipping. I can't do it anymore.
I can't do it anymore. It's just too long.
For me, it's confused. It's painful because I'm like, I want to go in there, understand that, you know. I also think it's rough, but then I remember playing 1.0 and I understand how much they had to scrap between 1.0 and 2.0 and how much they had to get in and rush through to get even a story and everything out for 2.0 that I can't hate it as much as other people because I understand where it came from. But at the same time, I also go in understanding it's bad. Like, I can't say it's good. But I get conflicted. I'm like,
I think that's the one thing I want Final Fantasy to do is just, can we make A Realm Reborn either better or just shorter?
Yeah, the shorter part for sure.
They've tried, haven't they? Because it's a lot shorter
They've tried. Because before, like, you finished A Realm Reborn, you had so many quests until Heaven's Wars that they finally dumbed it down to where it's like, okay, we're just going to take this quest out. We're going to take this quest out. Yeah, we don't need this quest. This quest, no, trash it. And they condensed it down so you can get to Heaven's Ward a lot quicker. But it's still, I'd say the last bit of A Realm Reborn was pretty decent. And then it just up from here. And then you go to Stormblood, and then Stormblood's trash. That goes out that way. You know?
Yeah, so, yeah.
I have my own reasons for Stormblood. It was a fun expansion. It's just that the story was just not well done. But, you know.
Yeah. I enjoyed my time in Final Fantasy 14 for sure. It's just, as a caster, it's tough to be able to get into something without having focus on what is giving you sort of the gigs, right?
Mm.
So for me personally, that right now is Valorant. Which, for those of you who are watching, may not know what it is. It's a tactical FPS. We mentioned CSGO earlier. Basically CSGO with Overwatch-like abilities. And that's the game where I'm finding a lot of success in, surprisingly enough, funnily. And it's just a game that I adore immensely. And so it's like, I want to do more stuff in Final Fantasy 14. Just the opportunities aren't there. It really doesn't make any sense for me as a person who survived.
You're probably not going to... Sorry, you're probably not going to see like any more opportunities until like Dawn Trail launches, when you're going to see the world first Savage races, which will be in like what, August time maybe.
A month after it comes out.
Yeah.
The other big problem is that it's a big time investment, right?
Mm.
Big time investment, and It's so, I love doing it. I think it's a lot of fun, but also at the same time, it's like, I also have a lot of fun casting Valorant, and it's also paying me, so.
Yeah, you go where the kind of money is, really, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Money is important.
Crazy as that sounds, right? Being able to pay the bills and the rent is very, very important.
It's very important. Living is a big expense everyone needs. Though, like, you love something, if it's not giving out your money, you're kind of like, okay, I need to find a way to live and do something. But yeah, Valorant's good. I like Valorant. I've played Valorant. Obviously, it's the Riot Games MMO, not the MMO. Hopefully, when that comes out, I'll be happy, but I don't think. But the FPS, which is doing a lot better than CSGO 2, because CSGO 2 is not there.
It's not there, yeah. And that's the other reason I was just like, yeah, I thought about investing time in CS2, seeing if I could pick that up maybe as a title to be able to cast. Because as a caster too, having a large variety of video games under your belt is a good idea. So
yeah, because you can cast anything.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why I cast World of Warcraft, Overwatch, Valorant. I've done Halo, Call of Duty, Fortnite. Final Fantasy 14, obviously. There's a lot of games I have under my belt as a caster, but the main focus and a place where I find a lot of opportunities is Valorant, which is, once again, like, I used to be a World of Warcraft streamer. I worked really hard to try and do stuff in the World of Warcraft space, but unfortunately, nothing really ever came out of it, and so I was like, And so I started doing stuff in Valorant, and for some reason, that just caught on really big for me, and it's been working out really, really well.
That's good. That's really good. I do like Valorant. Awesome. I'm going to have to catch your stream sometimes when you do those, because I do like me some Valorant.
I want to give Valorant another try. I tried it a long time ago when it first came out.
Don't. No. Yeah. You really don't want
to
give Valorant.
I'll stick to Overwatch 2 then. I'll stick with it.
Yeah. Stick to Overwatch. Stick to Overwatch. Trust me.
By the way, fun fact. I also tried CSGO. But I'm so stupid that I paid to import it from America because there was no official EU version on console for a while. So I bought PSN credit on the American store just so I could buy CSGO because it wasn't available in Europe.
Was that CSGO Source? Was that just Counter-Strike Source? Because I think that was the only one that was on there, wasn't it?
No, CSGO came out to North America on PS3.
Did it?
Yeah, Global Offensive came out on the PS3, and I don't know if it came to the PS4 or not, but I just know it came out on the North American version of the PlayStation Store, but never got released in Europe.
Oh my God, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah, so I bought PSN credit just so I could play CSGO.
it was even on the Xbox 360. Oh my God.
Goodness gracious.
In August 2012. Bloody hell.
So yeah, there's
some. Now look at it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wait, that means the game's now 12 years old, technically. Man.
Time technically, goes fast. Goes by fast. Oh.
Like, I remember playing CS 1.6, I think, back at college, like 20 years ago. Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, they put that. Someone installed it on the shared drive so that anyone could play at any time. And the admins kept coming in and deleting it, and people just kept reinstalling it. Yeah, at one point I think it was Quake Arena and CS 1.6 on the college shared drive for anyone to play. And the admins kept trying to get rid of it, but no, everyone just kept putting it back on. There was like a bond of people passing USB drives with it installed so that anytime it got removed, someone just pull it back on. And CSGO.
Counter-Strike, the drug of college.
But no, I know you've been talking about it, but is there any games you enjoy casting more than others? And I think I've got a little idea, but is there one?
It's definitely Valorant. Valorant is a high octane action game for me, which is funny to say, considering how slow it can be. But that also, as a caster, is a lot of fun. When you are casting, you get the ability to be able to build this storyline and the tension that comes along with it. And specifically for myself, I'm a play-by-play caster. So you get those moments where you're in a 1v1, both of them are dancing around each other, One's on the other side. The spike is ticking away. What's the decision that's going to be made here? How could they go about doing this, right? And even just talking about it is like getting my heart racing, just thinking about the scenario. And as a caster, that to me is just like, yes, yes, yes. More of this, more of the opportunities like this. And that's what Valorant gives me. And then there's also sort of the World of Warcraft side of things. I love that. Overwatch as well. I think that they are a lot of fun, personally. The MMOs are very interesting. But again, it's the same thing that you run into, especially PvE side of things, is that you're doing the same things over and over and over again. And so it's like, as a caster, how do you make that work, right? How do you entertain the audience without having, when you're on, especially like take the world first or the race to world first, when you're on pool 300, how do you make that entertaining? And that's always a fun challenge, especially as a host, as a caster, is how do you make it entertaining? What can you do to make it fun? And but for me personally, it always comes back to Valorant, which is very, it's a very fun game for me. I love playing it as well. I play it a lot. It's basically the only game I'm playing right now. And it goes back to, I have fun playing it, but it's also important for me as a caster to stay as in tune with the game as I possibly can.
Like up to date, knowing the mechanics so you can like talk on it, right?
Exactly. And just being able to understand Valorant, because Valorant, as simple as it sounds, right? Click their head.
Yep.
There's so much going on in that game.
Aim for the head. Sorry.
Aim for the head. But at the same time, it's just like this idea that something could swing so radically. It's something that I love so much. And the tension, the storylines that you build out of it is amazing.
I just sit there thinking about the storyline, then I remembered, like, obviously if it was like a 1v3 and then obviously the person clutches the 1v3.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, you go,
that's the best part I like.
You go crazy hype over that. One person, it was a play the other day I saw. Someone was in a 1v2. They were both on opposite ends of them, so they had both angles covered, and that would require the person to like flick as fast as they could behind them. They somehow did it. They got the play. They clutched the round. And then, you know, you're losing your mind as a caster. Everyone watching is losing their mind. And so you feed that into the audience. And that was one of the big things for the world first race was, what can I do to make this entertaining? And so that's why I leaned into more of the, let's talk less about the actual raid itself, which I think was kind of controversial for me doing. I know a lot of people were like, whenever they saw me, they were like, oh, why is this guy on here? He only plays World of Warcraft. It got to a point where I was just like, we've been seeing the same pool for so long. Obviously, if we get somewhere new or if we see something that should be talked about, then we'll go and talk about it. But for me, it was just like, I just want to give people something fun to watch over, I guess.
Yeah, I see it like, because that's what I enjoyed. I didn't mind that like people were obviously from different, say like Preach. I was watching Preach and having him just sit there and talk, it can't be anything. It's probably not about the actual pool itself. He does talk about the pool because he's quite knowledgeable about it. But where he'll just like, just talk about something random while we're just waiting. Keep it entertaining. Like, I think it's going to be endless. You're going to lose viewers if you constantly just keep talking about the raid, because it's going to be repetitive, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be repetitive. Exactly. You don't want that because it's just going to just be really boring. So like, what I like that. I like watching like when people are just having just a chat.
Yeah.
So that's why I base this podcast on, just people having a chat, just sitting here like you're in a bar having a chat about something.
It was all just like, let's have fun. Let's have a good time. Let's talk about Pilk for hours. Which that was
from what I've heard, you didn't just talk about it. You can also consumed it. It was a practical endeavor.
I consumed a lot of Pilk. That is my contribution to the Final Fantasy 14 community, and I smile thinking about it every day.
But before we talk about more about Final Fantasy, what's your favorite agent?
Well, that's a good question. I'd probably go Brimstone. I play
Brimstone.
Smoke. Yeah, I play Smokes in Valorant, so I'd probably either Brimstone or Omen. But I do like my Brimmy a lot.
I do respect the person that plays Smokes, because they do have big brains of where to put the smokes.
Yeah,
so I respect that.
It's also a lot more challenging, especially because if you're not playing a duelist, you're not able to entry or get yourself out of sticky situations. And I'm an unfortunate player that I tend to play super aggressive.
Super aggro. I play Sova. So I play a lot of Sova. I love my recon. I love my darts. I'm a big fan. Oh my God, his name is just blanked my head.
Which one?
Jonas. That's it. Jonas. I'm a big fan of Jonas.
Average Jonas.
I'm a big fan of Average Jonas.
I met him.
How lucky.
The Team Liquid Race to World First. He fed me this disgusting candy. I'll never forget.
But I love him as a content creator. I love his Sova stuff. Obviously, he branched out and played like Rust as well, which I thought was really cool because he played with Wiljum. I really loved. I thought that was cool. But obviously, with Valorant, it's a lot more high-octane, as you said. Like, it can play slow, but it's intense.
Yeah.
WoW raiding, Final Fantasy raiding, it's not very intense unless they're coming up to like the last pool. You're seeing that, like, oh, they're down to 10%. Can they push it here? And, you know, that's what we like to say. That's what I loved about the WoW one, where they, I think it was it Team Liquid, or like they were getting like down to like minuscule pools. Yeah, yeah, like 1%. It was like, oh, it's like I stayed up and I was waiting.
That was a intense, very, very intense period.
It was so good.
I couldn't believe how close that was, and either one of them winning didn't really matter at that point. It was just, this is peak content. This is so much fun. Both of them are pulling in ridiculous amounts of viewers, and it's just so much fun. And that's also one of the reasons why I really like the Race to World First in World of Warcraft. That's why I loved being a part of it. That's why I wanted to be a part of it so bad. I worked really hard eventually to get there, and I hope to be able to do it sometime again in the future. But as of this moment, it's just like kind of
like Valorant now. Like, you just want to like kind of solely kind of work on Valorant right now, because obviously that's the one that's giving you the money, and it's what you're enjoying, right?
Yes, it is. It is. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
That, you know. Enjoy it. It's as much as we enjoy 14 right now. We enjoy the concept of it.
Yes.
But we need a little break.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I say I'm having a break while I'm, you know, leveling another alt and doing the story again. Yeah. Taking a break.
Yeah. I'm taking a break because of Final Fantasy 7, but like I'm still raiding. So.
Well, to be fair, I do have like Dragon's Dogma 2 coming on the 22nd. Yeah. So I'm going to be playing that. So I'm going to be happy.
Oh, not long now.
But I do have one more question. Who was your inspiration? What caster was your inspiration to do what you do now?
I wasn't really a caster at the time, funnily enough. I just got into it. I casted a Halo tournament that I put on my own self. And then it just kind of went from there, right? It wasn't really anything super complicated. And it wasn't really anything that because I didn't really know much about it at the time, so I didn't really know if there was any big casters or anything like that. But now that I have gotten into it big time, there's a lot of casters that I look up to personally. The biggest one that I can think of is a woman named Pansy. She's one of the casters for the VCTs. I think she's undeniably amazing at what she does. The way that she's able to tell an entertaining and engaging story is a lot of fun to me. And then there's also Overwatch shoutcaster named Uber Shouts. He is a force of nature behind the microphone. Anyone who hears him speak knows that he is very verbose and very intelligent about the plays and the calls that he's making as a shoutcaster. As for the World of Warcraft side of things, there was another person that I looked up to a lot, and she was on the previous race world first race for Final Fantasy 14. That was Aya. I looked up to her.
Aya's
a lot.
Awesome.
Aya is amazing. I love her to death. She's helped me out a lot in my own career, and I am forever thankful for what she does for me and has done for me to help me to get to where I am now. So yeah. Those are the three shoutcasters, I guess you could say, that I look up to. Shoutcasters, hosts that I look up to and try to learn as much as I possibly can from.
Nice.
I know while we're talking about Ultimate Raids and stuff like that, I just want, while we're talking about that though, I do want to give a big shout out and a lot of love to Frosty TV, who does host a lot of these stuff for Final Fantasy 14. He sets up most of the Ultimate races and stuff like that. He helps so much in the back. He's an incredible person. So yeah, I just want to take a second to give him a shout out for the stuff he does for Ultimates.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Couldn't agree more. He gave me a chance when I was but a no-name chump, and I am forever grateful to Frosty for what he has done for me as well.
Hey, that's what we are. We're no-name chumps, aren't we, Chili?
Yeah, we're no-named.
And we've had Frosty on and Mr. Ham.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. No-name chumps can
and
make
we've
it
had
anyway.
Rook. Rook was lovely.
And Rook, yeah. We've had Rook twice, haven't we?
Yeah, we need Rook on again. I miss Rook. It's been too long.
Rook is amazing.
Yeah. Rook brings so much positive energy to anything she does. Like, she brightens up any room. I'm sorry, but yeah. Rook is amazing.
Agreed.
So, I know you don't play much 14, especially the PvP, but what do you feel like they could do to improve the Crystalline Conflict? Or just esports in general when it comes to 14? Yeah, when you compare it to stuff like WoW.
The biggest thing that you got to think of when it comes to esports is what can things be done at the ground level, right? I think the community itself needs to be involved. So far from what I've been able to understand, just at a completely high level outside of the box perspective, is that there's not a lot of crystalline conflict like community tournaments going on.
Yeah, it's very niche.
It is very, very niche.
I would like to disagree with that. Like, there's not many big ones, like Square Enix-based ones, but player-based ones. There are a few that go on. Like, I know Thursday nights that the... I want to say it's called the PvP Revival Group, I think it's called. They do a player-hosted tournament on Thursdays where people can sign up. You can turn up and sign up. And yeah, there's a couple of Discords, but really is kind of niche. But yeah, there are a few player-based tournaments. Not many. Again, they're not, as I said, they're not big.
Yeah. The thing is, though, that I feel the problem is as well is that there's also not enough high-level tournaments for Crystalline Conflict. Yeah.
Yes, that's the problem. Like, as I'm saying, these are the casual-based.
The last one was the FanFest. Yeah. They had three of them in each one of the FanFests.
So the problem that creates is that there's no ability for anyone to be able to be a professional in it, right? There's no way that you can earn a living off of just being a Final Fantasy 14 Crystalline Conflict player, if that makes sense. It's kind of the problem where I'm going through. It's where I want to do this. I want to be able to actually play the game. But it just doesn't make any sense financially to invest that much time into it. And so you need to have a really strong tier one before you start going down the line. Otherwise, it's kind of like, why do I want to invest the time other than just, you know, as an esports professional, I guess you could say, other than just climbing the rank and climbing the ladder. That's one of the things that I think about, especially when it comes to esports. Is that the company needs to be heavily involved. They need to give players a reason to want to try and pursue being an esports professional in it, and why and how they want to go to that next step or to that next level.
That's understandable.
I feel like Square Enix wouldn't put, say, like, what was the lowest amount of money a esports, so a con, so obviously big stadium, how much was the lowest prize pool for one of them? Obviously, it's in a big arena. Say Valorant's one. The lowest Valorant one that it was on stage.
Well, I actually just went to a LAN event, a community level LAN event for tier 3 players, tier 3 and some tier 2. It even had a couple of tier 1 players in it. It was a $10,000 prize pool. That's what it was. Community level LAN event had everyone out there just to play Valorant and win $10,000. Then you split that amongst 5 people.
Yep.
And then you maybe even 6 or 7 if you have a coach. So yeah, that's
and how small was the venue? Was it like quite small? Was it like kind of like average?
It's like an internet cafe, basically sized.
So that's the exact amount, I think. Was it 10 or was it 15K they won for winning the Crystalline Conflict at FanFest?
In America, 22,000.
Yeah. Okay, and what was it in Europe?
Should we say it's a weird number in America for some reason? I don't know where they got this number from, what it means, but I'm wrong in a way. It's 22,500. I don't know why.
That is a really weird number.
Like, why the 500? Why? 18,000 in pounds.
Nice. See, but that's the problem. It's just like, that's nowhere near enough money to be able to sustain yourself or sustain a team, sustain organizations that want to get into it, right? The big thing is that you want to have recognizable name brands want to be a part of this, which is why when you look over at World of Warcraft, I do apologize for bringing up World of Warcraft.
No, that's fine. PvP.
They just had the AWC, the Arena World Championship, their own PvP stuff. And it's a nice, big, juicy prize pool for World of Warcraft PvP. They had a decent amount of viewers for it. I can't remember the exact amount of money that you won, but hoping to prove themselves in battle and compete for their share of $900,000 in total prizing. And so when you also think about it, you're not getting 20, like, are you, like, were you getting that straight 22,000, or was it a share of a prize pool?
No, it's the straight 22K.
Okay.
Right, so it's shared between the team members.
Exactly.
You don't get 22K each.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's shared for that one team.
That's the big issue, is that you're not making enough money for it to be a viable choice as an esport. That's the biggest problem.
I'm going to say, I don't know about in America, but in the UK, you get 18,000. There's what? Six people isn't in there in Crystalline Conflict tournament match.
Yeah. It's just not enough. It's
but you'll also have reserves as well. Yeah, because you'll have, I think there's two reserves, so you have eight people. So 18,000 divided by eight. What's that like? That's £2,250 per person. I'm telling you now, if you're in London, you could spend that just on food and stuff. Like,
it's,
you know,
it's,
you might not, but I'm just saying that London's expensive. Like,
care has to go to the from the developer. That's the simple story of it. If the developer isn't as invested, then the players aren't going to be as invested, because why would they be? There's no job security. It's cool to watch every now and again, but then and be a part of, obviously, be able to go out to FanFest, probably on Square Enix's dime. But
because some of them were from Australia and stuff as well. They paid, weren't they?
Yeah, they paid for your travel to the venue if you were in the top four teams, I think.
Obviously, to be on stage. Yeah, it was
to be on stage.
It was for them to be on stage. And obviously, some of them are from the Aussie land. Because they did, they did EU and Oceania together. NA just did NA on its own. And JP just did JP on its own.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because obviously they're not going to do a fan fest just for Oceania, because there's a lot of the player base from Oceania are not actually on Oceania. They're actually on, like, either NA or EU or JP. Servers.
I mean, I can't say much. I'm on NA, so.
Yeah, so, you know, so it's kind of hard, but it was good to watch. I'm not going to lie, it was good to watch. I did get hyped. I thought the casters did really well. Obviously, we've had two of the casters on the show, which were Rook and Brian. I thought they did incredibly well. The PvP, I thought the venue was really nice. I have heard how they did it. Was very nice. It was, you know, I do think PvP in a whole, if you want it to be good in the game, we need a proper, like, to cast it as well, you need a proper spectator mode. I would like to just spectate any game of ranked PvP to sit there and watch. I would like that. One,
I'm not sure how, like, you do it, but you can spectate in PvP on 14.
Yeah, but no, that is you have to make it as a private match. You have to have a full group.
Yeah,
you have to
private match. Yeah,
you have to private match. I can't watch a ranked game without either someone streaming it on Twitch.
Yep.
Or being in that ranked game. So, like, if I wanted to cast, which, again, I like the thought of casting. It's great. But for people to kind of get into the PvP, they either have to play it, and that's it. Play it and stream it, or they can't sit and watch someone like at a high level, like up into like the top ranks, you know, and cast that.
Yep.
Because there is no system in the game to do that.
That's
I don't know if there's a system in WoW that you can do that.
It's some complicated shenanigans that you have to do with it, and I think it's only even for PvP. Like, you can't do it for PvE stuff, which I think garners far more viewers. Like, for the Race to World First, you just gotta, it's the same thing as Final Fantasy. You just gotta look at the
streams. That's all you gotta do. Yeah, like, that's all you can do. It would be cool if
I will say probably what will help nowadays is the rise of Discord, because you will be able to have someone in the team at least privately stream their game through Discord video if need be, and you could use that as a way. But again, the fact that you have to go through a third party service to do something like that is not great.
Yeah, we need a spectator mode.
Yeah,
which could be cool. Like, I would like to see that in any MMO.
I wouldn't trust 14 with spectator mode. I'm sorry, I wouldn't trust them. There'll be some weird, stupid restrictions. Look at where all the look at all the content creators that were excited when they added their video record mode, but then they're like, okay, you can only video record between this fight and this fight and this fight, and it's deleted after a couple of months, and you can only do this, this, and this, and this, and why did you even do this? So pointless.
So pointless.
But to be fair, so are the fellowships. They're fucking pointless too. I don't know why they added that, because they're pointless. No one uses them. I mean, so most of the people use it as kind of shitpost, or to promote something like their maid cafe or their nightclub. Which, yeah, that's fine. That's another side of content for Final Fantasy. But I would love to have a spectator mode, having it where you can have it delayed. Like, I don't know if anyone's obviously played League of Legends, because they have a spectator mode, which doesn't work anymore, by the way. You can't spectate someone's ranked game, because it used to have a 3-minute delay. So it would have a 3-minute delay, so you can't cheat for, say, oh, they're there.
Yep.
I like that. It was a 3-minute delay. I could sit there and watch. I love that. It was cool. You know, I could sit there and watch my friends play, and then, I get to judge them. I could have done this better, you could have done that better. We don't have that anymore in game. I wish we did, because one, it would make casters a lot more easy to practice and stuff.
I agree.
And easier to get into the industry.
Yep. Now, gents, but I unfortunately have to pull the
plug. You have to go.
I have to go.
No worries.
It's my call time now. It's my call time, so I gotta jet. That's the beauty of esports, working in it, is that things can change at a moment's notice.
It was a pleasure having you on.
I appreciate it.
Maybe we'll have you on again in the future.
Please do, and hopefully when I'm not so busy, when I'm drowned with work. But thank you so much for having me on. I had a really great time talking and discussing. And
we'll hope to see you in a former collab with some more World First.
Hopefully, I'm fingers crossed for it.
Fingers crossed. Okay. Everyone, go check out Sam Talks TV. I was about to say the Z on the end, like I don't know what. Go check him out on like Twitch, Twitter, all the stuff.
Yeah. Go show them a love. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Have a good time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye's. And that was so fun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, too, that I took all your questions.
No,
you can't
happy.
Turn them into
that's
me
fine.
Own now.
No, that's what I'd rather that. Like, I just wrote them down so that we had stuff to talk about, but I'd rather have a natural conversation. Like, they're just, as like anything we do, I like to have them as an outline more than, the actual thing.
But like, now, enough talking about esports and Valorant and stuff like that.
No, before we get to before we leave that, I have a PvP team. Yay, I've joined one.
You have a PvP team? What? Okay, what's the team called?
Supposedly. We'll find out.
Supposedly?
They invited me to the team, so I'm doing tryouts tonight. So,
what are you going to play? Are you going to play as healer?
Yeah, I'm Black a White Mage.
White Mage, Astral, Scholar, /
I'm doing tryouts tonight at like 3 a.m. So wish me luck.
At 3 a.m. Jesus. So Chili's not going to be alive tomorrow.
No, I'll be live because I want to continue Fantasy 7 Rebirth. Also, I'm going to be jumping on to PvP Revival because, as I said, they do tournaments on Thursday. And I've missed the last few ones because I just keep forgetting because I've been busy with other stuff. But I'm going to try and jump on tonight.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That's good. But no, everyone, we need to support Chili. I want everyone to send messages to Chili on Twitter, all that. Give him the hype. We want hypes. We want him to win into his PvP team.
By the way, a shout out to Sam for giving us a follow as well on Twitch.
Yes. And also, before we go into it, Renshi, thank you for the raid. Hello to everyone. We usually talk to chat, but we got really into a conversation of esports. Again, I love esports because I do love League of Legends esports, Valorant esports, all that. I love watching it. So I really loved watching the PvP when we was at FanFest. Bloody loved it. I actually have my Brian Ricardo sticker right next to me. So yeah. Also, hey, Rinny. Hey, Gwen, if you're still here.
Thank you all for joining us. Have you all good?
Voxy Cat. Meow to you too.
I've seen Voxy Cat a lot. It's always been nice to see them. Big shout out to Voxy. Big shout out to everyone.
I think I knew them from, I think,
Mioni's stuff, I think. The Eureka stuff, I know. By the way, this is the last day. I wish I'd gone now. There was the last day of the Eureka stuff with Mioni. I did just threaten him on Twitter, though, so hopefully...
What?
He was like, what was it? Well, come on, it's me. You know what my idea of threat is, right?
What? Chili. No, Chili, you're bullying. This is not on.
Yeah, he's like, another Eureka, by the way, in his sexy voice, because I don't have a sexy voice like Mioni. Another Eureka from the Start Project done on EU with the 4 weeks of helping players get their weapons and armor. Maybe next time we do it on NA. And then me, I just responded with, make sure to call me if you're doing NA.
Damn. Yeah, I haven't spoken to Mioni recently because obviously he's been doing Eureka. Yeah. And he's also been playing Final Fantasy VII because I keep getting notifications from his Discord constantly. That's awesome. Sorry, Mioni. I hope everyone did enjoy that. I hope everyone did enjoy the Eureka. Yeah. I wish I did it, but I...
Eureka from the Start free to help Xbox players. There we go. We'll have to have that done. And I think there's some other players that are doing Eureka. I think I saw Mr. Happy doing Eureka recently, and like there's some other content. People don't understand that the reason why Endwalker is so bad, in my opinion, is because there's no content like Eureka or Boja. People may hate on Eureka and Boja when they first came out, and they may still hate on it now. But it's at least content that you can go back to and do at your own pace and grind. Versus Endwalker, where there really isn't anything like that you can do. So
yeah, Endwalker had a really shitty post. Endwalker, probably the worst, I'd say, of post Endwalker. I know everyone loves Zero. They all love that character of how just what's the word for it, just how like antisocial or like not knowing social cues and stuff. I think she just relates with a lot of people. I get that. I get where she relates with people, but it was so fucking terrible. The only best part of it was when they showed food and how high quality the food was. But in terms of content, there was nothing content wise. There was just nothing. And I do feel like that has hindered the player base from playing. Because the relic weapon's terrible. It is just grind tomes. That's literally it. The Hildebrand story was good because it's Hildebrand. Everybody loves Hildebrand. And that's pretty much it. There's not the events have been somewhat pretty cool. Obviously, we've got the Final Fantasy 15 collab right now, which for people who didn't get the car last time, you can go get the car now. You have only got till the 13th of March. The 13th. So get on it to get your car. Everybody need their car, right? Chili, have you got your car?
I think I have the car, but I'm going to have to go back and get the car on other characters. I think I'm missing it on one or two.
And also, it comes with a really nice glam as well. The hairstyle, pretty meh. Probably Buddy Boys cannot have it because I am making a video to completely shame Square Enix. You'll see that up at some point. on the absolute outrage and disrespect they have done to Bunny Boys and Hrothgar. So stay tuned for that, because it's just disrespectful. But yeah, get the car. And then, didn't they just announce another? Do you have that in the notes?
Yeah, I do. I added it, because they just added the Easter event.
Woo! Hatching Tide!
Which is going to be the Easter event and Little Ladies Day merged together, because it's going to be no Little Ladies Day this year.
But this one does come with a mount, though.
Yeah, but there's only one reward, though.
Yeah, just a mount.
So there's no, even though it's merged, there's only one reward. Which, by the way, it's funny, didn't I tell the raid group that this was going to be merged this year? Like,
yes, you did.
In January. I heard about it being merged. I'm like, I can't remember if it's true or not, but it's being merged.
But I think the reason they did that, I was probably on Twitter. But the whole reason it was merged is just because we've got the Final Fantasy 16 of collaboration coming in April.
Yeah, yeah, right away. It's pretty much straight afterwards.
Yeah, which everybody's going to be coming back for that. Am I right, guys? We're going to get doggo.
Yeah, I want my doggo mount and minion, and I want the outfits, and the fight looks fun. So,
yeah, this is the reason everyone's going to come back.
Which is hopefully going to be April, we think. Do we have a date for it yet?
I thought I saw something on it on Twitter.
A Path Inferno. I don't think we have a date yet, just that it's spring.
Yeah, okay, yeah, no date.
No date. But they are talking about Final Fantasy 16 at PAX East. And Yoshi P is going to meet up with Yoshi P, because there's also the Final Fantasy 14 stuff as well. So, if Yoshi P asks Yoshi P, he might tell him when the date for the 16 event will be for 14. So I expect us to find out the date at PAX East, maybe. And hopefully we'll get a release date for Dawn Trail as well.
Hopefully, yeah. We still do not have that, and we still have no idea about the Collector's Edition. We have no clue about any of that. They have been pretty hush-hush about it.
Yeah.
Now, which...
I do want to spend some time ranting.
Ranting? Okay. Well, we're ranting.
Talking about releases. I just want to rant a little bit. And I'm sorry for anyone that's playing on Xbox, because this rant is involving Xbox and really only Xbox only. And this isn't the Game Pass sub. That is a rant that we've already had, and I will continue to say that I don't like it. But I also understand that most people who own Xbox probably own Game Pass. Like, it's kind of, not everyone. That's why I'm adding most, because, you know, there are people out there that might be playing theirs either for a free-to-play console, stuff like Fortnite, you know, all that lot of free-to-play, so you don't need Xbox Game Pass for Fortnite. So maybe you're a free-to-play player or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I can rant about that all day and all night, I understand that, you know, it's a minority of players that won't have it. My issue is they have announced, Paul, that the Starter Edition is being included with Game Pass Ultimate from March 21st to April 19th. So between March 21st and April 19th, you're able to claim the Starter Edition for free.
Okay.
That sounds good, right?
It does in theory, but I think I know where this is going.
Now, remember that if you purchase the Starter Edition, you get, A Realm Reborn, Heavensward, and Stormblood. Mm-hmm. And then you have to pay, £8 a month to subscribe to Final Fantasy 14. Yep. Now, Heavensward, Stormblood, what other edition that exists also is free, and you can play through all of that without having to pay anything on top of that.
Ooh, all right. The free trial, right?
Perhaps the free trial. So, although the Star Edition sounds like a great deal, and some people might jump onto it straight away because, again, it is time limited from March 21st to April 19th, so it's going to give you that feeling of FOMO, like, if you don't, like, me and Paul play the game, and a lot of people listening right now play the game, so they understand what the free trial is and what the restrictions are, and they understand the difference between the free trial and Star Edition. But if you're a new casual player that's coming into this yeah, and you'd be like, oh, but it's 10 years old. There's still new and casual players out there that exist. Not everyone looks into everything when it comes to games. They just see that their friends are playing Final Fantasy XIV. They see that this is called the Starter Edition, which if you're going into a video game for the first time, you're going to think, oh, starter. I am a starter. I don't want to do a free trial. Like the free trial sound, yeah, it's a free trial. It's a trial. Mm. Like this, it's the starter. It's going to, you know, be the starter. Like, I feel like some people are going to look at the FOMO aspect of the Game Pass Ultimate limit from March 21st to April 19th and the Starter Edition and pick it up and then realize that they then have to pay a monthly fee on top of the Game Pass fee that they already have to pay, versus if they'd just done the free trial, they can just try the game out for free and they don't have to worry about, like, limiting themselves to a subscription model. Which they will have to do eventually, but not first.
But not yet. Not until, like, either Dawn Trail comes out or they want to play Shadowbringers and
Walker. Or they just really enjoying it and they've got just, you know, several hours in and they're like, oh, I've put 60, 70 hours into the game. I might be in Heaven's Ward, but these limits are annoying and I just want to pay. And then fine. Like, if this had been a perk that's just permanently added to Game Pass Ultimate, I don't think I would have any complaints. Like, if this was just here, and any time between now and whenever the game dies, in 20 years or whatever, you can pick up, or however long Game Pass Ultimate lasts for, you can just pick up this. I think then I'd be fine with it. But the fact that they've added a FOMO element to it, and they've made it sound like it's a good deal, when it's not that good of a deal, really, that's just frustrating.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like how Xbox have done this. And I have lost, again, a small little respect for Square Enix. But mainly this is Xbox is doing. But
We are getting
obviously new players in, but at what cost?
Yeah. That's my rant for it. Like,
and now we're having another run. Where's this fucking t-shirt business?
Yeah. If you go to PAX East, you get a cool t-shirt for, like, and everyone's like, yeah, but that always happens. I'm like, yeah, it always happens. You're right. So why can't we always change that? And, like, it was the 10th anniversary of Final Fantasy 14. It was the fan fest to celebrate the 10th anniversary. And, like, they couldn't give us a free t-shirt for being the laggy fight. Like, you get, like, not only do they get a free t-shirt, but remember, they also get a hat, and there's giveaways to win a cool hat and some necklaces thingy. You know,
I do think it's bullshit. I don't know why they're doing it for PAX and just for PAX alone. Yeah. They should have done it for the actual, like, fan fest that they do.
Even if they say on it, like, we're giving away the t-shirt, but warning, it's a limited amount of t-shirts, so you may not be able to get one. I would be perfectly understandable. Like, there's a lot of people going to FanFest. If you can't get that many done, it would suck, and you should do it, but that would be more reasonable than, oh, no, we just got them for PAX. Enjoy PAX. By the way, I don't think I've ever seen these t-shirts in Europe. I might be wrong. Like, can we get them in a European event? How about this, Paul? Insomnia. Imagine if you went to Insomnia this year, and there's the Asura fight, and then you can win the I Beat Asura t-shirt at Insomnia. That'd be cool,
fuck
right?
Yeah, let's go. That would be really cool. Well, yeah, but we do not have that in Europe. We don't have it. I think they've only done it for PAX.
Yeah.
Which
I only mentioned Insomnia because it's one of the only gaming Eurogamers still exists, right?
I think Eurogamer still exists. I think.
Because you have two Insomnias a year, right? Normally, one at the start.
Yeah, one summer and one. I don't think. The expo, they still do EGX. It's called EGX now, not they still do it. But even at, like, EGX, I think, you know, at a European con would be nice. Shit, even do it at Gamescom, because Gamescom's Europe. Do they go to Gamescom?
I don't 2019 was the last one I saw. It just says Battle Challenges. I don't know if they get a t-shirt. I just Googled Gamescom Pharmacy 14, and that was the last one that popped up. So I don't know. 2017, 2019.
Yeah, during Battle Challenges await you. Exciting stage performance on the floor. Faces, gathering.
I don't think so, no. At least it's there, but there's no free t-shirt.
No, it doesn't look like there's any free t-shirt.
Yeah.
If any of you went to GamesCon 2019 and they did have a t-shirt, please let us know. We will try and
I only have one t-shirt, and that was the first ever FanFest they hosted in the UK, and that was London. They had an Odin t-shirt when you beat Odin.
So they did used to do it, but now they're just decided.
They did it the first year, then they didn't do it after that.
Boo.
So, and it's over 10 years old, so the t-shirt's a little old and tight now.
Old and tight. Bit like me.
Yeah.
And me. Old and tight.
Oh.
Yeah, I do think that's... I would still be sewing as it was my first time going to... I messed everything up. Going to a fan fest, I thought, oh yeah, that'd be a cool thing, but that is unlucky. That's very unlucky. But if you do go to PAX, hope you enjoy it. Hope you do get a free t-shirt from Square Enix, because obviously they don't do it often. But yeah, okay. So what else have we got? We did just have the new patch that recently came out. I guess, or is it coming out? Sorry, on March 19th, patch 6.58.
Which basically just unlocks stuff more than anything. Adds new Echo, new season of PvP, more PvP. Woo! And by the way, that's a season of PvP, not a series of PvP, which is very confusing for some people. It's very confusing.
A lot of people got a little bit confused.
Which means the Battle Pass, which is the series, will be continuing until Dawn Trail. So don't worry, you still have plenty of time to finish your series. But the season, which is your ranked... bronze, gold, silver, crystal, diamond, all that lot. Those will be reset. Well, there'll be a new season that those will start. So you'll get your title and all that if you've done some ranked PvP.
But if you're a bunny boy or Hrothgar, you don't want to do the fucking serious PvP anyway, because you don't even get to look good in the armor because the armor doesn't even fucking work.
To be fair, I like the minions more than the armor anyway. I do it for the minions.
Well, I'm still pissed. Like, the armor's cool. The armor's supposed to be cool, but you can't fucking wear it as a bunny boy or a bunny girl or a Hrothgar.
Well, you can wear everything but the headpiece, right? I'm guessing.
And that's the cool part of it. It's the whole armor shit. It's absolutely frustrating. Because Hrothgar, bunny girls, and bunny boys, we are very limited on glamour. We are highly limited on glamour. Because we can't use certain heads for certain stuff. We can't cosplay as a character because they're having a headpiece that does. No, I think it's just stupid. Absolutely stupid. And will Square Enix fix that in Dawn Trail? Probably not. I highly doubt it. I feel like we're going to get effed again where any new stuff comes out, we're not going to get the headpiece for.
No, I feel like you're going to get it. Because remember, they're reworking they've said they're reworking the graphics engine, so they're hoping to rework how the headpieces are done. So you probably will start getting them. Now,
I'm not getting.
Will you get
up.
The old ones? I'm not going to say yes, but hopefully the newer ones you should is the word I'm saying. I'm not going to say you will because I do not work at Square Enix, nor do I have any connections with Square Enix.
If you're a Hrothgar or Vieira main,
big shout out to Square Enix for the Pharmacy 7 code.
do not get your hopes up. That's all I'm saying. Vieira boys and girls, and Hrothgar boys and soon to be girls, do not get your hopes up.
Also, can we stick with Hrothgals? Because I like that.
Hrothgals. Oh yeah, because people call them like Fremrothy or some shit like that.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm sorry. It doesn't sound good. I prefer Hrothgal.
Hrothgals.
Yeah.
I don't like to. Hrothgals.
So I think that's it for the podcast this week, really.
It has been annoying. It's been an annoying week.
We've had two serious podcasts in a row.
What is up with us? Yeah. I'm a cat girl, so, is... well, okay. All right, basic cat girl, okay. My
Don't
bad.
Worry, I'm a Lalafell.
Throwing shade. Oh, look, I have ears on my head and I can wear all the hats. Oh, look at me.
I have ears on the side of my head.
Hey, look, oh, I can wear all the hats. Yeah, fuck you guys. the life of a Viera main and a Hrothgar main, just out this world difficulty. Just so difficult. Also, can Tifa just get the fuck off my timeline, please? I think every time I've loaded up Twitter or X, whatever you want to fucking call them.
I feel like that's you, because I don't get to see any Tifa on my timeline, really. I keep getting spoilers, and like, I don't want spoilers. Stop spoiling stuff for me, Twitter. Luckily, nothing major has been spoiled, and a lot of the spoilers I've seen, I kind of know anyway, because I played the original 7.
I mean, like, yeah.
But yeah, it's like, Final Fantasy 14, spoiler hashtag. No.
Spoiler hashtag. I don't know, I get annoyed, but it's kind of like all I fucking see. I'm like, wait, please, I don't care. I don't care, I'm not playing the game. Go away. Ooh, that's cool, sorry. Now I'll start saying yes then. What we got planned for when's the next episode of MGR? It would be on the 21st.
Yeah, we've got Wobbsy, haven't we?
We'll be doing Smash or Pass. Yeah, Final Fantasy Edition. With Wobbsy.
There we go. We're back to the degeneracy of Moogle Go Round. We've had two really super serious episodes, which, by the way, I hope people have enjoyed with Shanty Man and Sam Talks. And then the next episode is going to be back to Degens with Wobbsy. It's going to be great.
That's all we know. Degen.
If an episode's going to cancel us, this is going to be one of them that will cancel us.
Probably. Yeah.
And then I'm away after that. So then we can actually say we're back on April 18th for once.
And just really funny, I will also be away.
Yeah.
Because on the 22nd, I play Dragon's Dogma 2.
Yeah.
And the 23rd, 24th, and possibly the 25th, I will be away.
In America.
Yeah, I'm going to be away in America. Like, no, London, not America, London.
I mean, with the cost of travel, it might as well be in America.
It might as well be America. That is true. But yeah,
I said earlier that like they might, you know, if they won 2,200, they might spend it in London. Like, that was kind of joking. Like, I don't think you would spend that much in London.
It's not a joke.
But you're still going to spend a lot if you're visiting London for the first time and you want to do touristy things, you're going to be spending a lot of money. So a lot of that prize money will be going to like food, travel, holiday visits, maybe like random gifts for you and friends. Yeah, like touristy things. So London's expensive, just a warning to anyone who visits London. It can be cheap, but if you're visiting for the first time, it's not going to be.
Hello, it can be cheap. Yeah. On the outskirts of London, it could be cheap.
Or if you're like me and you eat like once a day.
That is true. We did eat like once a day when we were in London.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I do try and have my lunch, breakfast, and dinner.
So, like,
because I cannot live on one meal a day. So, but that was the only reason that I just didn't have a card and I didn't want to use Chili's card. So I just didn't bother. Did it ruin my experience of FanFest? A little bit, but not overall, because obviously I was still running on like the adrenaline, the hype of it. And then they announced Viper, and then my hype completely fucking died, because that is a shit class, and it will be my most hated class, the least I level, and I'll just throw it. I'll probably level it and then just throw it in the gutter. It can just be in the bin along with Dancer. But I actually like Dancer. I just don't play it as much.
So
yeah, we've got Wobbsy on, and then I think our next one would be April.
Yeah, April 18th.
Well, that's not the fucking next one, is it? That's a long one.
Yeah, that's the next episode. Yeah. Because I'm away the 4th.
Oh, yeah, you're away the 4th.
So, April 18th will be the one after that.
Yeah, pretty
Unless
much.
Unless we throw a cheeky one in between then, which might happen. We don't know, but that's the schedule as it is right now.
It depends if we get any content.
Like, if there's anything major between 21st and 18th, we will probably do a podcast. But unless there's we'll something major pop up, we'll probably wait until the 18th.
They'll probably be like,
by the way, that doesn't mean we'll be streaming, by the way. If anyone worried, we will still be streaming.
Oh, 100% still be streaming. Random shit.
Yeah. So, Paul, anything you want to say before we wrap up?
Tip your waitresses, be good people, and do what you want to do in life. You can play anything, do anything. Final Fantasy will always be here. Go play other games. There's so many new games coming out, getting updates, you know. Go play them. Come back for the Final Fantasy 16 event and then leave again. If you want my choice opinion, go play some other games. Unless you have a house, then obviously keep up with the obviously your subscription if you want to keep your house and stuff like that. But other than that, the game is always going to be here. We've got Dawn Trail coming up whenever. At some point, Dawn Trail will be there. We don't know a date or time, but there's other games like Dragon's Dogma, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. What other fucking coming out? I would say go do Suicide Squad, but that's kind of
with the whole five people playing it.
that's kind of Flash
is like Lord of the Rings Online. Yeah, that's
more players.
No, there's another one. I thought he was joking for a second, and then I realized there's another one on the way, isn't there, by Amazon. Amazon's making a new Lord of the Rings.
I thought it got cancelled for...
No, it got cancelled. New World got announced, and then they uncancelled it. They're working on it still.
Probably because it could probably make more money than New World.
Okay. I've seen you play this a few times, but I can never work out how to say it. Is it Wincraft? Winecraft?
It looks like a Winnycraft.
Winnie the Pooh Craft?
Winnie the Pooh Craft!
Winnie the Pooh.
Wincraft, okay.
Also, go play Baldur's Gate, because honestly, if you start a playthrough now and keep playing it, you'll get to Dawn Trail.
One day I'll go back and play Baldur's Gate 3, maybe. Yeah, the Minecraft which you can.
I still haven't fucking completed it, and I'm on Act 3 on 7 different playthroughs. I think the closest one to finishing is the one I did with my friends that we did on stream, and they just have been too busy to play it. So now I've just been playing with my friend Nikki, which we're getting close. We're on Act 3. We had a great time last Monday, so it's a fucking great game.
Everyone go play. I got banned from EverQuest, Flash. I'm never going back.
Never going back. Go play Skull and Bones. I know Fortnite's having a new season. I hate that I'm saying that, because I've actually been playing Fortnite, because a certain artist has put a gun up to my head and say, you must play with us. And
Black says, how did I get banned from EverQuest? Okay, what happened was I decided I was a kid back then. Well, a kid. I was like a teenager. I don't know how old I was. Maybe about 13-year-old chili. I decided to shout out, I'm going to give away all my money. And I'm like, the first person to find me, I'm going to give you all of my money. And I didn't lie. The first person that found me, I gave all my money. But do you know how EverQuest worked?
No. Cool.
Do you know that money had a weight? And there was a weight system in EverQuest. So just like old... Skyrim and stuff like that, you had a weight system so that the more heavy you are, the slower you walk.
Yeah, so like the Baldur's Gate and the D&D kind of system when it comes to weight, getting cold.
Kind of. Yeah. What I did was I converted all my money into bronze coins, and then I traded all the bronze coins to them, and then they died.
Yeah, no, you deserved that. that's deserved. You went out of your way to do that. You went out of your way to do that.
Yeah, I gave them too much. That was great, because Final Fantasy 11 was out the next day, so
also another game which I'm actually looking forward to Ghost of was it Tsushima? It's coming to PC.
Yeah, I've heard it's coming to PC.
In Chilly my birthday request. Month, which I may play depending on how far I'm in with the thingy. What's it called? With the Dragon's Dogma, I could just still be playing that until May. But I may pick this up because it comes out on the 16th of May, 2024. Which it was originally just a PlayStation exclusive, right?
Yes.
And now it is coming, obviously, to PC, which I'm kind of happy because I do like the look of it. Because I don't know, I like the art style. And so I may play that on stream. Be a pretty cool thing to play. But unfortunately, Dragon's Dogma 2 is going to take priority because that game is great.
Nice.
And then when Dragon Age comes out, Chili, I'm taking the whole month.
You're taking the whole month.
It'll be Christmas.
You can take a week.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll take a week whenever it comes out.
And by cheating, you can technically have 2 weeks if you think about it. Because if you take 1 week, then you can, you know, I normally have the Wednesday off now. So that means you can technically have 2 weeks because you could sneak on Thursday before the podcast.
That is true. So, I mean, it'll be Dragon Age. I'm just going to be like sitting there fucking playing Dragon Age. So yeah. When Dragon Age does come out, obviously in summer, they will do a full preview on it. I think they're finally going to announce the whole thing, which I'm going to
be cheeky streaming happy with. Oh, I can't wait till I go on holiday next month. I think I've looked at a steakhouse that I want to go to. The Sidemen place. Yeah, I keep wanting. I nearly went. I thought the place I was going to yesterday had brisket, and I looked online and I looked at the wrong restaurant. I looked at a different town. It made me sad. I was like, yeah, I can try brisket for the first time. No, one day.
They can't.
One day, at this rate, I'm going to have to visit America just to have it.
Oh, I'm going to Texas brisket,
why,
you know.
Why is chili in Texas again? To be fair, I would love to visit Texas again. It's been 18 years, what, nearly 20 years?
I mean, I think in 2 years' time, I'm going to America, but I'm going to, is it Atlanta?
Nice.
Like the Gators and stuff, near Memphis. So I want to go down their river on their boat and stuff with my mum, so.
That's awesome.
That'd be pretty cool. I also want to go see my friends over there as well, so just so I can annoy them more.
You're going to Hotlanta. Supposedly. But for me, I'll be continuing streaming my Final Fantasy VII Rebirth stuff. We'll be continuing tomorrow. I think I'm like 30-something hours into the game now. I'm having a lot of fun. Again, big shout-out to LloydFXI for the new layout and the new like starting screen. Again, big shout-out to Renshi for the Jeff Cloud. And thank you again to It's Rin. Hopefully I said their name right.
It's Rini. It is Rini. She's watching right now, and her art is amazing. Yeah. She will keep yelling at me, but yeah. She's actually made some stuff for me, which I am getting hopefully next week if I get paid by Universal Credit. I'm getting a new starting soon screen, a Be Right Back screen now that she made for me last night, and wow. I say last night, early hours of the morning / lunchtime, because I was still here annoying her. That's what I do.
And if you aren't watching my YouTube playthrough, if you're not watching my Final Fantasy VII playthrough on Twitch, because you are waiting to play through it yourself, remember that we do have it on YouTube as well. Because a few people ask, wait, you have YouTube? Yes, we do indeed have a YouTube channel where I've been splitting up the Final Fantasy VII stuff, Sea of Stars, and Granblue Fantasy Relink. All of that is going on to our YouTube channel. In fact, I've actually got loads of different thumbnails for the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth stuff, and I will make sure that none of it is spoilers. There will be no spoilers in the both the thumbnail and the link. There will be no spoilers, no nothing. And again, big shout to Square Enix for providing me with code to stream Final Fantasy VII. On Moogle Go Round. Thank you so much for supporting us, Square Enix.
There's so many. The eyes can see. Look at all these Sea of Stars.
Moogle Top.
All these schedules. Schedule! May 15th! Jesus! May 8th, May 1st, April 24th. Jesus.
Yeah, I still can't believe Square Enix gave us a code for streaming for Fantasy VII.
I was going to say, for streaming 14.
I keep wanting to say 14 because I'm watching Chaos Lounge play Fantasy 14 right now. So that's why. I have it muted, but he's there because I was helping him with some ocean fishing earlier because he was doing it for the first time. So I was giving him some tips and advice from a website that I looked up for tips and advice.
For tips in wait, for what?
For ocean fishing.
Tips and advice.
For ocean fishing, I've got a website I go to that lists all the different baits you need for each different route.
Yeah, it's oceanfishing.com.
Is it that?
Yeah.
No, this one's PF something else.
Yeah, ocean fishing. Yeah, this one. Oh, wait.
It doesn't, it's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, one, but right? Yeah.
It's this one.
Which one? It's in,
I put it in where did you put it? Dutch chat.
Yeah, that's the one.
Twitch chat. Yeah. Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's the one I use too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I am indeed a crafting mentor. So,
we actually need to get some crafting mentors on the podcast to talk about what they personally want to see in Dawn Trail, because obviously we got this little sneak peek of planets,
yeah,
with a bunch of crafters, gatherers, and could be the new type of foundation, or what you want to call it, not foundation, the new Sky Builders type thing. So, you know, could be interesting to get their take on what they want to see about crafting. And obviously, Ashley is a crafting mentor. He can talk the tips and tricks about crafting. And maybe he'll do some video tutorials about crafting.
Oh my god. If we hit 1,000, if we hit 100 subscribers on YouTube, how about that? If we hit 100 subscribers on YouTube by the end of March, I will do a crafting and gathering guide.
That's YouTube. 7 followers away, guys. Twitch. We need.
I'll do on Twitch, of course, but I'll put it on YouTube. Like, I will do a crafting and gathering guide with Chili. And we're what? We're seven subscribers away.
7 away, guys.
So if we hit 100 subscribers by the end of March, it has to be end of March, I will do a crafting and gathering guide. Both. I'm that generous. I'll do both.
He'll do both.
Yeah.
Chili's a generous mentor.
Yeah.
He's a generous god.
But no, thank you for everyone for joining us. I hope you all had a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I was a bit nervous, but it was nice chatting with Sam. I've seen a lot of
I was not nervous. I persevered. Because honestly, he like asked to do it early and I was like building a desk. But I was doing IRL crafting. I was putting together a new desk. And I got a message.
I will be buying a new arm at some point for my chair.
A new arm? For anyone Chili's going cybotic, guys.
For anyone that doesn't know, the left arm of my chair broke and fell off. So I only have one arm on my chair.
You know that arm he broke? He's just getting a new one. We can rebuild.
Yeah.
We can rebuild. We can structure. Inspector Chili.
So I will get a new one eventually, maybe, probably.
Inspector Chili.
Ah,
go Chili Fork.
And on that note, this has been episode 188 of Moogle Girl Radio.
Yes, and remember, I'm back this weekend streaming on MGR.
He says, woo! Before I sneak up.
Yeah, he says on a Tuesday. Actually, I've got to a really good part on Fantasy 7. Can I take Saturday or Sunday?
Nah, well, I've got to the point where I can do open world stuff without having to worry about story. So I'm just grinding.
Go Chili Diner Fishing. go Chili Timer 24 hours.
I did set there if we reach 1,500, I'll do 24 hours of fishing. That is the goal that is currently set. That was just because that's all I could think of at the time.
Get more followers. Let's go. 24 hours of non-stop fishing.
Like, I don't know if I'll do it as soon as we hit 1,500. It depends on when we hit 1,500. mainly because I will see if, like, if it's like, you know, if the space stuff is like, the thingamajig.
Space stuff is going to be like, yeah, like Isgard Restoration. Which if I have a feeling it might be.
Then I'll do the 24-hour fishing during that. So, yeah, for points.
For points. There must be a leaderboard.
No, I'm just saying.
That would be good if they
did to do it. I'd rather tie it with the leaderboard.
Oh my god, have crafting seasons that points to get like cool like crafting god, rewards I think I and would stuff.
Die.
Oh my god, and it changes each season.
So what you're saying is I have to go I do world tournament and Dokkan battle where I that weekend yeah. I'm not allowed sleep for 3 days. Because I have
it's monthly, so it's like a monthly season, so it's like month seasons. With like no, added like little cool stuff.
That would still be the first week though. Then after that first week, it would die out. That's how all those do. Everyone grinds for like the worst first week or so, then it slows down and then it goes back up for the last couple of days. Yep. They could have it a month, but it wouldn't really matter.
A month would be pretty cool because it'd be like the first week would be a lot of people try harding to try and get up to like number one, and then it's going to die out for like 2 weeks and then pick up again. I think that would be so fucking good. Square Enix, hire me. I will make this shit happen. We will make Final Fantasy 14 content again.
I've been good and I'm down to a large when it comes to trousers, which is good for me.
I'm down to a large Pepsi now. I'm down to a large Velvet water now.
Oh no, I always keep a 1.5 liter bottle of Velvet water right next to me. I've got it right here. I'm holding it.
My Velvet water. But if you do like snacks, remember to check out the snack based podcast Snack Bites, where Chili and Flowers talk about random food. So if you're hungry one night and there are little bite Down sizes bites. For when you are traveling and stuff like that, you can go watch or listen.
Large
not watch while you're driving. Yeah. If you're watching whilst driving, I would say, no, please do not do that. I do not consort that.
Yeah, did you call it Snack Boys?
Yeah. Snack Bites, the snack-based podcast.
It's Sound Bites. It's not... But thank you.
Nah, Snack Boy sounds better. Hey, yo, eat the snacks, boys. Yo, what grow? You want my Snickers? You want my Lion Bar? What's good with these Snack Boys up in this shit? You know? You get like you're from the hood.
Why do Snack Boys make I feel like we're going to roll up with like sunglasses on and like...
Yeah. instead of selling drugs, you're selling that good shit. That good
snack. We're on like... Flash is driving a motorbike, but I'm in like the sidecar, and the sidecar is painted into like a packet of Walker's crisps.
Oh my god, you could be the hairy bikers, but in America, with one brick.
I'd have to be able to be hairy though.
Hey yo, you want the East Coast or the West Side, like snacks? You know,
which you want
that tutti frutti, or do you want that good strawberry? Ayo, ayo, we're the snack boys, we're the snack boys, and we're coming for your cholesterol.
Okay, and as we were trying to end it, we're going to end it here. Thank you everyone for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with Smash Boys and Pass. We're smashing pass with Wobbsy. Yeah, yes.
Hey, yo, when the snack boys doing snack or pass?
Because with the snack boys, there is no pass.
Oh yes! Nah, that needs to happen. That needs to happen. We need a snack or pass.
Fine. Write snack it down, producer Susan.
Those ground crackers? No, that's a goddamn pass. They are shit.
I mean, the episode where I nearly vomited from the little onions. That pass.
Then that's a definite pass.
But only nearly. So
totally nearly.
Thank you everyone for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with episode 189 with Wobbsy. And thank you again to Sam Talks for joining us. I'm sorry that if you're listening past what the really serious episode and then you heard what we're normally like, I'm sorry.
snack boys, snack boys. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when we come
when we snack on you? Wait, what?
Yes, because you're all snacks in our eyes. You are all snack.
Bye.
Some of you are a whole damn meal.
Bye.
Goodbye.